This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Warring English and French royalty will battle on the stage Friday in Birmingham. It's William Shakespeare's Henry V, put on by the Bards of Birmingham. The theater group has performed Shakespeare plays for almost a decade with casts of mostly children. This show will be their last. Bards of Birmingham owes its existence to some misbehaving children. Laura Hyder was a youth minister, and her kids, well, it was rough.
Like fire starting and theft and things like that. And I couldn't find anything that would really engage the kids.
A friend recommended a book written by a teacher at a poor school in Los Angeles. The teacher reached the students by having them perform Shakespeare. The idea made sense to Hyder. She says she read a lot of Shakespeare as a lonely teen, but directing?
It was terrible because I didn't know what I was doing at all. The kids didn't know how to act, and I didn't know how to teach them how to act, and I didn't know how to direct a play. But we had a really good time, and one of the things that really came out of that is the kids developed so much confidence.
That performance of A Midsummer Night's Dream in 2008 was the spark. 2 years later, Hyder officially founded Bards of Birmingham. Now, its young cast is tackling Henry V.
I shall have my 8 shillings I won if you're betting.
The base, the slave that pays.
Some of the group's shows look like traditional Shakespeare with Renaissance garb. Others are reinterpreted. This Henry V is set in a post-apocalyptic world. Bards set The Merchant of Venice in 1930s fascist Italy. They sometimes used gender-blind casting. They set Julius Caesar in a women's prison. Romeo and Juliet had 2 female leads. In Henry V, high school junior Sarah Bateman is king.
It's the hardest thing I've ever done, without a doubt. It has some of the most famous lines in all of Shakespeare. You know, I get to say, we few, we happy few, we band of brothers. It's incredible.
6-year-old Stark Newton revels in his part as well. He's the youngest cast member with a speaking role. And the best part?
I die.
How do you feel about that?
Pretty much, I like that.
Why is that?
Because it's just fun to really die. You just get to lay down, not do anything. It's comfortable.
Bards of Birmingham exposes young children to some dark Shakespearean themes, but Laura Hyder rejects the idea that's a problem.
Our kids are doing active shooter drills at school. They're facing their own mortality every single day. This is a situation where they can have control over it.
Hyder says she talks through complicated issues with the young actors. She also doesn't let anyone declare Shakespeare is hard. It's only hard if someone tells the kids it's hard, Hyder says. The result of that process stunned Cindy Newton, Stark's mom. Parents can't sit on rehearsals. They see the final product with the rest of the audience.
Your jaw just literally drops to the floor because it's not campy. It's not cheesy. It is Shakespeare.
All right, guys. We're going into the breach. Retreat.
The cast prepares for opening night, but the group's final show ever isn't far behind. It's been an all-volunteer operation, which weighed heavily on Hyder. She's starting a PhD in her regular career and says she'd rather stop while the organization is strong. Several participants get teary as they talk about the end. Sarah Bateman, who started performing when she was 8, says it's been a place to wrestle with deep questions, and that shaped who she's become.
It's going to be a huge loss for me, and I'm going to have to grieve it a lot. In some ways, I'm very honored that I get to sing the swan song. But yeah, it's going to be hard.
Other theater groups have performed Shakespeare around Birmingham in the last decade, but none appears to have done only Shakespeare with an all-youth cast. For Bards of Birmingham founder Laura Hyder, she hopes these happy few, this band of brothers and sisters, are better people because of the program, even if they've never set foot on stage again. The Bards of Birmingham performance of Henry V runs Friday through May 12th at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Birmingham.
What do you think it'll be like the very last time?
Kind of glad and kind of sad. Sad is because this is the last play. Glad is because I got tired of acting.
You got tired of acting?
Well, like my legs hurt. Usually after I walk on stage too many times, my legs hurt.